Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the girl that wears many hats. She's the co-founder of Wildflower Cases, model, stylist, dog mom, vlogger, real life it girl, and known for her iconic smile and closet from Thousand Oaks, California, Miss Devin Lee Carlson. Woo! How are you?
I'm so good. Hey, TK. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming on the show and bringing Martin.
I had to. Mm-hmm. I was like, could I get a plus one? Plus half.
Plus point half. .5. Exactly. Do you bring Martin everywhere? Because I feel like you do.
I mean, when he behaves this good, it's impossible to not. I have no reason not to. He's the most perfect specimen alive. Mm-hmm.
Did you train him yourself?
I did.
Wow. You need to add that to the resume.
I know, dog trainer. My dream for all of my life was literally to like have a dog.
Oh, really?
So I'm like literally
to be a dog trainer. I was like, okay.
I think I had a veterinarian goal. at some point. Like, that was
my dream
job. I
feel like a lot of kids do.
Yeah, I was like gymnastics teacher, veterinarian from there.
As you got older, what did you think you were going to be?
I wanted to be a professional dancer. My like OG goal was like Pussycat Dolls. I was like, I'll be in the Pussycat Dolls. Not for singing, but for I'll be like one of the lip syncing girls who dance.
Iconic. Okay, because you and Sydney did dance growing up.
Yeah, I danced for 14 years.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I sprained my back when I was a senior in high school.
What?
It was pretty serious, but I had to get like, I was at the chiropractor twice a week because I was still competing. And I would do like shock therapy on my back to be able to compete the next
weekend. Oh, wow. You were grinding.
Worth it. Oh, my God. We won nationals. Oh. I was literally like, after we did that, I was like, let's see what else happens. Like, I'm chilling now.
You're like,
life
national
goals
winner.
Have been reached. Like, I'm chilling.
Okay. What kind of dance was this?
All types of dance. I like.
Did you do hip hop?
I did do hip hop. Of course, I did hip hop.
I would love to see a Devin hip hop video.
You know, I don't think that's ever gonna happen. Thankfully, the universe has been on my side with the timing of like. None of my YouTube videos or like dance videos are traceable. Basically,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that now it'll like all kids have zero privacy.
I know.
Like, we're going to see all the braces, all the puberty. Yeah.
Well, that was like getting Instagram. I was like 17. So, well, like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I had a little bit of a sense who I was. So I wasn't oversharing too much, but.
Or the
perfect
bad
amount.
Parts.
The bad parts, yeah.
Okay, well, I want to start off with a little game for people to get to know you. Because I'm like, by the way, are you aware that you are actually the real life It Girl?
Shut up, GK.
Are you actually aware? Because I'm just here to tell you on behalf of the girlies, like, you are. I'm not kidding.
GK,
I'm being deadass, Devin.
Love.
Like, are you aware?
I mean, I get called it, I guess. Okay. I don't know, but I'm not like, I have my, I think everyone is entitled to their own set of like It Girls, and I have my own like It Girls.
Who are your It Girls you look up to?
It changes. Right now in my rotation is like, so I just got the Sofia Coppola book, so I've been like just looking at that every single day.
Okay, wow.
Actually, I just saw Kiko. She's a model. She's like a Japanese model. I'm obsessed with her. I just saw her in Paris.
Oh, amazing.
And she came out of the hotel and I was like, oh God, I fucking love her. Everything she does. All my friends are my It Girls. Mm-hmm. Like, I love seeing what my friends wear. I also have It Boys, but like, they'll be under the It Girl.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're my It Girl, TK.
I'm so honored, Devin. Okay. The game is, we're just going to do your fast favorites.
Okay.
So I'm putting you in the hot seat. You're going to answer quickly. I'm going to ask quickly.
Oh, my God.
So first question is, what is your favorite item in your closet?
These Celine jeans.
Okay. Fabulous. Where'd you get them?
I got them in Paris.
Fab.
And they're the best fitting jeans I've ever had, and they've literally changed my life.
No alterations?
No alterations. And they are the perfect length. And they make me feel really good.
Honestly, congrats. That's a hard thing
to do. It's literally, the search for jeans never ends. So I just feel lucky that I'm in a phase right now with a really good pair.
Congrats. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. Okay, favorite color?
Right now, I'm like loving purple, which is so random.
Okay.
For me.
Fun. Favorite animal?
Dogs.
Love. Favorite movie?
Wild at Heart or To Die For.
Wait, I've never seen those.
Also Legally Blonde and like Clueless and Mean Girls. And, like,
okay. Do I need to classic. Watch the first two?
Wild at Heart is one of my favorites. It's with Laura Dern and Nicolas Cage. And it's just like a dramatic 80s love story.
Okay.
That's just like ridiculous. And she looks so hot the entire time. And Nicolas Cage wears this like fabulous snakeskin jacket. And
oh.
I love it.
Okay.
I love an 80s movie.
Nicolas Cage during National Treasure really did something to me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Goat.
Okay. Favorite beauty product?
This like Chanel lip powder, but it also is like a cheek powder. And whoa. I just use it all the time. It's amazing.
What does it do on your lips?
It just looks like.
It's like tinted?
Yeah.
Okay.
It literally, if you like squeeze it out, it's just kind of like a liquid powder, but you can put it on your lips and you can put it on your cheeks and it's just like the perfect shade. And I use it all the time.
Actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. Favorite habit you do every day?
My like morning routine. Like, I wake up, I take the dogs out. I make my green juice and then I make matcha.
You make a green juice?
Well, it's Athletic Greens, but.
Oh.
I make it. I put the packet in the water.
I was picturing you with like celery and like the juicer.
There was a celery moment for me.
Everyone has had a celery moment.
I was just like the nut bag that you have to eat. It's too much. Not realistic for me.
Athletic Greens hits.
It does. And I'm a sucker for it and I love it. And if they want to sponsor me,
they totally should. Okay, so matcha.
I love matcha.
And then is there anything else you do after that that's like a non-negotiable?
Honestly, I just start every single day off like that. And then I'll like shower and then get dressed.
Fun.
But that's like, I just love my morning routine.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I love a morning
routine. Oh, I make the bed, obviously.
Are you a morning person?
Yeah, I am. I'm an early riser. Like, I love the mornings.
I love it. Okay, favorite emoji?
Honestly, I like this, the like hand heart.
Me too.
Because I just do this all the mm-hmm. time.
I feel like that's very you and very, very Taylor Swift.
I love this one and then the pointing. Like the pointing, it's like pointing at you.
Okay, what do you use? Like in what context do you use the
like
pointing?
I do like the heart, heart, and then I'll like point because I'm just like... You know?
I'm gonna start doing that.
Like I'm pointing it. I'm like, this is for you.
Yeah. Okay.
I love the pointer.
I think that's an underrated emoji. The pointer.
I guess so. I always do them yellow.
Okay. Me too.
I don't have time to scroll
like the
through
cartoon.
Yeah. I just love to keep it yellow.
I agree. Okay. What's your favorite thing to do that's not work related?
Shop.
Love. Favorite party song?
Like trying to just like spontaneously think of one that's on my...
Like when you're on the dance floor, what are you hoping they play?
Oh my God. If I'm on the dance floor right now, it's any Beyonce just because her concert was so unreal.
Uh-huh.
And I was at... I was just dancing on a dance floor recently and they spontaneously put on a Beyonce song and uh-huh. I was literally like...
Yeah.
Just unleashed.
I love it. Okay, favorite place you've ever traveled to?
I always say Amsterdam, but...
I've never been. I've heard great things.
I love Amsterdam. Everyone's really nice. But I just went to this island off of Ibiza called Formentera.
Uh-huh.
And it was so beautiful. I've like never swam in such beautiful, nice water. And it just felt like the perfect beach town.
Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of that.
It was like we took a boat there.
Gorgeous.
I wouldn't even know how to get there otherwise. But it was so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Gotta go. And then last question is favorite restaurant in LA?
Always changing.
Okay. What are some of your, what's in the rotation of your faves?
Someone's
coming into town.
It depends. Well, I love Casa Vega is
okay.
always like
iconic.
Up there for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love ordering from this Indian place called Lal Merch.
Okay.
That's like, I love Indian food. I don't know, to be honest. I'm the worst. I have like a list in my phone that I would spontaneously look at. But I guess those are my answers.
Okay. Love it.
I'm clocking in.
Are you an Erewhon girl?
I am.
Yeah.
Ever since it came to the Valley.
Yeah. The Studio City one is honestly my favorite.
I actually went to the Santa Monica one right after I landed at the airport yesterday. Yeah. And it's really nice. They have valet.
Oh.
So you don't even have to deal with parking.
Well, the Studio City one has valet too, but you don't even need to use it.
The Studio City parking lot one is just really makes me debate ever going there. It's like the worst layout of a parking lot I've ever
experienced. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
So weird.
It's funky.
I always park in 15-minute parking, and I'm like, you guys are just going to let me do this?
So what are you getting at Erewhon? What are, like, your faves?
If I'm going for lunch, I love to get... I'm a really big white rice girl.
Okay.
So I love...
They have great rice.
White rice, like their mm-hmm. jasmine rice, with, like, some chana masala and broccolini. I love their broccolini. That's probably, like, my favorite.
That's, like, your combo plate?
That's my combo plate. I love... their mac and cheese. I love their salmon.
Their salmon's unreal.
I'm like pretty down to just like switch it up every single time. And I always get a dessert. I'm just mm-hmm. like a sweet tooth girly.
Okay, what dessert's the best, do you think, at Erewhon?
The chaga brownie.
Okay, I've never tried that.
It's really delicious. And I can never like, I just need a bite of something sweet. So I'll take a bite and then I keep it in my purse mm-hmm. and throughout the day just little bite of brownie.
Yeah. At Erewhon, here's the thing that gets me is at Erewhon, I'll just get anything that's sweet. And I'm like, oh, it's so healthy. It's from Erewhon.
Right.
Because it's from Erewhon. And I paid like an arm and a leg for it. It's healthy. Right.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Anything from Erewhon in my head is healthy.
Yeah.
Like I actually, I just
And I have to finish it all.
Absolutely. I just tried, they had like a banana cream little mini. I love banana cream pie. That's
oh,
like my
yeah.
favorite
really?
Dessert. Yeah. And they had a mini one and it was so good. And I was just like, oh, this is healthy because I got it from
Erewhon. So girl math.
Yeah. girl eating.
Yeah, what girl eating. Or girl dinner.
Yeah, girl dinner. That's literally girl dinner.
I want to get into the business stuff because you quite literally are an entrepreneur.
I am. So weird.
I feel like everyone knows the iconic Wildflower story, but like give us the spark notes because it's the craziest story ever of how it started.
Basically, when I was a senior in high school, this was actually shortly after I hurt myself.
And got your Instagram.
Got Instagram, yeah, and Twitter.
Okay.
Big Twitter girl. Actually, you know, I used to make YouTube videos and I got bullied. Me and Jaylee made YouTube videos. We did like a Valentine's Day.
On Twitter? Or just
makeup
on YouTube?
Tutorial. On YouTube.
Okay, on YouTube.
We did like competition dance makeup tutorials and girls at school made fun of us, so we deleted all.
No! Yeah. I wish y'all still had them so you could like go
Imagine.
Back. Because Jaylee is her best hometown friend.
Yeah, she is.
And I love Jaylee.
Yeah, I'm dying for Jaylee.
She's the coolest, nicest person ever. Okay.
My mom had made me and my sister iPhone cases for the iPhone 4 that have just come out. If you can think all the way back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the cutest things ever. Like a cute phone case literally didn't exist really mm-hmm. at that time. And all of our friends started wanting them. So my mom started like making a bunch and keeping them in her purse. And then one night we were out to dinner.
Where were you out to dinner?
Hugo's in Agora. I actually think it shut down. I don't know if it exists.
Okay.
Anymore.
I've always wondered this in the story. I'm like, where were they out to
we're
dinner?
At
like
Hugo's.
In my head, I was like, Nobu Malibu. Like, just because, like, where would, you know, yeah. I don't want to ruin the story, but.
Well, we had a whole argument before because my dad wanted Wood Ranch, which is like a steakhouse.
Yes. Barbecue.
Barbecue.
And, stuff. Yeah.
And then Hugo's is like the opposite. It's like a vegan, healthy restaurant.
Okay.
And we had never had it before. And I was like, we have to go to Hugo's, please. And my parents were, or my mom was on the side of Hugo's. My dad wanted Wood Ranch.
And it was just a family dinner.
It was just a family, literally like.
What day of the week
we
was
had
this?
We were just at the Topanga Mall at Brandy Melville. And girls at Brandy Melville would buy, like Brandy Melville just opened up.
Uh-huh.
And the workers there would buy cases from us. So they had bought a couple. My mom still had some in her purse.
Cute.
My dad met up with us because Agora is like halfway from where I grew up in the valley, mm-hmm. like Topanga. And we were just literally having a family dinner. And me and my sister got up to go use the bathroom. And Miley Cyrus walked out of the bathroom stall. And I was like the biggest Hannah Montana fan ever.
And did you immediately recognize
Oh my
her?
God. Yeah. I had seen her walk in and I was like, there's no way. And then when we got out of the bathroom, I was literally like, oh my God. And I was wearing a sweater that I bought because she had it. And she pointed it out and we took a photo together. And
what era of Miley was this? Like brunette,
this
blonde?
Was like Miley's bun era.
Okay. Iconic.
Iconic. Mm-hmm. And I was wearing a flower crown in the photo, you guys, that I DIY'd. I was like,
you're like shocked.
I was
fit.
In it. And yeah, we took the photo. She noticed the phone case and was like, oh my God, where did you get that? She ended up coming back to the table and like telling my parents we have to start a company and asked me what my Twitter was. And I tagged me in a tweet and posted a picture of the phone cases. And we went home that night and made a website. And I started replying to people on Twitter with wildflowercases.com.
Well, how'd you come up with Wildflower?
My mom just said it on the car ride home. We were literally just like,
this is a movie.
Something we can think of. I think there's so many times where like we never would have, we just would have been like, oh my God, that's so cool. And then moved on with our lives. But we really just like, my dad is the most supportive, amazing, like you can achieve anything dad.
Uh-huh.
And so I think he was really like excited about this. And I mean, that's like, it was like my idol telling me to do something. I was like, of course I'm going to fucking do this.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like crazy, the entire thing. And it was funny because there was a girl that I was friends with and she was like live tweeting. She was like, Miley Devin's table right now. What is happening? Like,
was this like a friend from high school or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the restaurant as well. It was just everything was crazy. And it was like the time in my life where I was applying for colleges and didn't really know what I was going to do. And this kind of just like fell into our lap. And thank God we took advantage of this moment. And my parents were super supportive and we just like,
well, they seemed to take it really seriously as well, which is crazy.
Well, my mom was working at a boutique, M. Frederick. Did you ever know M. Frederick?
Mm-mm.
It was like a boutique that was so, it had like True Religions, like Wild Fox and Hardtail.
Okay, it had the cool stuff.
It had the cool stuff. And I was working at a go-karting place.
Oh, okay.
I was obsessed with working there. It was like the cool place to work.
Was that where like the high schoolers would hang or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was sometimes. I mean, it was like the older cool kids in high school worked there.
What were you doing? Like, were you like getting people in their go-karts?
Or? I was like, I was the receptionist.
Okay.
But it's like a cool, like we all wore like deep V-neck shirts and like low-waisted jeans. Like everyone that worked there was like... really cool. And I would host kids' birthday parties.
Okay.
So, like, I'd get all the kids all ready, and I'd, like, set up the room for them. Like, yeah. It was really fun. I actually got promoted the day before I got fired. Well, not fired. I quit because of Wildflower.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't get fired.
You're like, I've got another gig.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, you guys. And I'm so bad at, like, ending shit. I was literally like, I'll come back. Like, I'll totally come back. I'm just going to, like, do this with my family.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. So I have so many questions. How many orders did you get that first night when Miley tweeted?
Definitely over 100. Okay. Yeah.
Not the thousands yet?
No.
Okay, but hundreds. That's still
hundreds.
A lot.
Oh my God. It took us so long. Every single case was completely handmade. So it was like not a quick process to make
one. And was
one.
Your mom making all of them, or was she kind of teaching you guys
she
how was, to help?
She taught us. We had our cousins helping. We had our aunts and uncles. Like, they were coming over every single day. My friends were coming over.
Stop.
And we, like, didn't have flat studs, so we would, like, go to Joann's and, like, have to bend in all the studs. Our fingers would, like, bleed. We, like, didn't sleep. It was, like...
You were grinding.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Wow. And was this the, like, cheetah print with the studs, like, mm-hmm. era? Okay.
Cheetah print with the studs. We, like, did big studded crosses, and we did studded pyramids. We had, like, the floral. Mm-hmm. There was, like, three patterns. One was, like, a blue floral studded cross, the leopard studded cross, and then the blue floral pyramid.
So, clearly, this idea that Miley had and your mom had ended up working, because you've been in the business now for, what, 10 plus years? Oh,
this is our 11th year.
I mean, congrats. That's insane.
Thank you. It's so crazy.
Yeah. And your parents are still very heavily involved, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all the co-founders, me, my mom, and my sister, and my dad is the president. So,
love it. Yeah. Okay. So what is everyone's role, I guess, now?
Now... Our roles have definitely shifted.
And how many employees do you have?
Our employees, like, vary. So right now we have about, like, 50 employees.
50?
Yeah.
50? That's a lot of employees.
Well, we have a warehouse where we ship everything out of. So mm-hmm. a lot of our employees are in there. And we also have a fulfillment company. Mm-hmm. So we do fulfillment for other brands.
So you're doing, like, almost a whole other business in addition to Wildflower at the warehouse.
Yeah, helping other small companies who need help in, like, mm-hmm. customer service and holding all of their inventory.
Well, that's one of the hardest parts.
Shipping. Yeah. So we've set up a fulfillment house.
That's amazing.
That also, under Wildflower Brands. But yeah, so a lot of our employees don't directly work for Wildflower.
Got it.
They'll work in the warehouse and do other things like that. But yeah, from the beginning, when we first started, me and my sister did everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I did all of the customer service for the first probably 5 or 6 years.
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Oh my God, my mental health was not okay. But, like, thank God I was young and could, like, handle it.
Yeah, that's a hard job.
It really prepared me for everything. And
yeah,
I'm just
and
like,
I
think everyone should work in customer service at some point or another. It just, like, makes you a more well-rounded, understanding, empathetic person.
What'd you learn from that?
Oh my God, everything. Like, how to deal with certain types of people, how to, like, the correct words to use to not make anyone upset, mm-hmm. or just, like, really understand. And, I mean, I never went to business school, so the way that we kind of always have run our customer service is, like, it's your friend. So it was just kind of like, hey, girl, like, no worries, totally understand, like, got you, here's your return label, like, whatever. Me and my mom and dad and sister literally would just, like, come up with all of our terms and conditions, basically, from the beginning. And we would pack and ship all the orders and design everything. And then we didn't ever think that we were, like, making content. We, like, made an Instagram thinking we can show people how to style the case. Like, it was we didn't think we were marketing or, like, doing anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of felt like an extra fun thing that me and City could, like, put time and effort into. Mm-hmm. 11 years later now at Wildflower, now I'm basically just overseeing everything creative. Mm-hmm. That's all me and Sydney, and designing the cases. We work with a lot of different graphic designers now, mm-hmm. and artists, and finding collaborators and doing all those kind of fun things, and just, like, keep making sure the tone of our brand is always, like, true to me and Sydney, and never letting it stray too far away, because there's definitely, I don't know, it's all been, like, a roller coaster, and we definitely don't have everything ever figured out, and I'm still learning every single day. But with experience comes knowledge.
Totally.
So.
Totally.
Yeah.
How many hours out of your day are you devoting currently to Wildflower?
It varies. Mm-hmm. I'd say at least I'm working on Wildflower for, like, 3 hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
At least. Because, I mean...
That's still a lot, because you wear all the hats. You do a lot.
Well, it's, like, a lot of it is, like, interacting, finding girls to gift to. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a really big part. Like, I'm constantly stalking, like, my entire explore page is like literally cute girls, and I'm just like finding new girls to gift or like making sure everyone has like the right phone sizes and all of stuff like that. And then I don't know, I also have like the biggest shopping addiction in the entire world. So every time I'm scrolling stuff, it's like finding inspiration for new cases, or like if I'm shopping somewhere, it's like finding new patterns, or like, I don't know, just stuff like that. It's like everything is kind of tied in together and it all like works. But
when you're coming up with new case design ideas, are you like on Pinterest? Are you making mood boards? Or is it just like random, like, oh, I was bowling and then I was like, we should do a bowling ball?
It's like a combination of everything.
Okay.
In the beginning, it was like my dad would design all the cases with Sydney and I. So it was like, I mean, we would literally pull inspiration out of our like ass, like so much of it. There's like, we're obsessed with the internet. So many, like, we made a case that said like yeet at some point. Like,
I need that case.
It's crazy. We had like an aliens and pizza case. Like, we, like, name a trend. Wildflower has probably done a variation of it, just because me and my sister love to play in that world and like try to find something that we like. But now our process is very like, we like basically collect a bunch of inspiration over time, and like I have a folder and a Pinterest board and Tumblr and all these things, and then we'll like make a mood board, and we basically have to like sell it, the idea, to each other of our case, and like present like who the person is that would use this case, like what the vibe of the shoot will be, what the pattern would look like, the colors, whatever. But it's a very collaborative process. Like, there's so many times where we'll work on a design and then it'll start coming and we're just like, is it good? Like, I can't even tell. But and then it'll never get made, or we'll circle back like a year later. And there's also plenty of times, like, a lot of our best sellers don't become best sellers until like 6 months after they've been released.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's so weird. We had a case, a latte love. We called it Latte Love. It was
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was like inspired. It was like Powerpuff Girls, but we wanted to do it the colors of a latte. Like when you get a coffee and it's like whatever. And we released it, and my dad was like, that colors, the browns, like neutrals, we're not going to do anymore. They don't sell, whatever. Because it's also like, we can't just design anything. We are trying to sell a product at the end of the day. Like, if I could design anything, there'd be a lot of weird things on these cases. There'd be like Minion collab, fuck it. Like,
Minion collab.
Literally everything, like anything ridiculous. But we are running a business at the end of the day. My dad loves
to
remind me.
You're trying to get sales.
So after it had sold, it wasn't doing good. And then, like, 6 months later, it was like top seller, top seller, top seller.
Really?
And then everyone was like, oh, you should do a matcha one. And we're like, oh my God, of course. I love matcha. So then we did a matcha one. And
yeah,
then
I love the matcha one.
And then we just like played around from there. But it's like, there's so many times where top sellers don't come until like way later. Like the trends and our releases aren't always like aligned, or sometimes it'll be like, a case that we designed like a few years ago randomly was a top seller last year.
Interesting.
Or last year, last month.
What's the case design that has the most sales of all time? Like, your best top seller?
I think it's Matcha Latte Love.
Shut up.
Yeah.
The green heart.
The green heart. I actually think my dad told me the other day that something is battling it, but it was our cow print. Do you remember our cow print?
Yes.
You know what's so funny? My dad and I and Sydney, we like drew that entire cow print, our leopard prints. My dad, we would like sit there and like draw the like in Photoshop and do everything.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny, because like never in a million years would I think like out of all the things, cow print would be the top seller.
It was again just aligned with, I think, a trend that we had released. And I mean, it's a phone case, so it's so easy to like play around and like take risks. If you don't want to necessarily wear like a cow print t-shirt, you can kind of like participate by having the,
you have your western flair on the case.
Yeah, let your phone case speak for you.
What's a case design that you loved but never made it to production?
Oh my God, so many. Okay, literally so many.
Tell some of them.
Well, there's just ones that like we'll pitch and then they just like usually end up going down a different route. There was one that I still love the way that it came out, but our original concept was to have like real photos of dogs on it, and I'll do like anything dog or like baby.
I would have purchased that.
It's just like, it makes me so happy.
Safari Babies.
Oh my God. Safari Babies is a really good seller too.
Okay.
Also on Euphoria.
Oh, iconic. I mean, that's crazy, Devin.
Yeah.
It was on Euphoria.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool too, because a lot of my other friends who also have brands, like their clothes and swimsuits and everything, or like shoes, were all also featured on Euphoria. So it was like really cool for all of us business owners to all share such an exciting like moment together. But yeah, the dog one, I just really wanted like full pictures of dogs, and then it just ended up being like cartoons of them. But that would have been so cute. Like, there's so many times where there's like crying over cases. Like,
really?
We get very passionate. I mean, it's also working with your family. Yeah. So it's like complete honesty, walls down. Like, we are not, when it's just us together, we're like very honest with feedback.
I can only imagine.
My boyfriend is always like, every Monday at 9 a.m., we have a call with just my family. And I either get off the call like crying or like really insanely motivated and like crazy and being like, let's go.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like, no, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed and stressed out.
Yeah.
Like, we're all figuring it out.
I love it. Well, I was thinking about Wildflower and like your guys' whole story. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you guys are one of the first ever brands to do influencer collabs.
Yeah,
direct-to-consumer, product selling. I mean, like, from what I think in my little brain.
Yeah, I'd never have thought about that. I mean,
like, we're one of the only companies that started actually doing, like, you know, like, the Tana case.
Yeah.
Or what was your first?
Our first collab was Maddie Bragg.
Okay, yeah, like, the Maddie Bragg case.
It was kind of, I mean, we didn't think that we were doing, again, so naive.
Didn't know what influencer marketing was.
We were just like, oh, this is one of our good friends who has really good ideas. Like, and she has her own following. Like, it was also the time of like people just started making merch, like the YouTubers and everything. And so we were kind of like, this is like a fun take on merch for them.
Well, and y'all were always in the YouTube scene, I felt.
Of course. Sydney and I, well, I'll never forget one time we got like a spike, like on our Shopify backstore. We were like, all of these sales were coming from a YouTube link or like site visits. And I clicked on it and it was Lindsay Hughes, Beauty Baby 44, did like a review of our cases.
Did you send her that case? Or
no, she bought it. And then we messaged her and we're like, we'll send you more. And so then eventually like, and they were also like my age and Sydney's age. Sydney's my little sister. And she was also like, in high school, a freshman, and her friends at school didn't really understand like that she was owning a business was like a completely different concept at the time and wasn't really accepted. So the YouTuber community, I think she really, like they all were doing something different. So they could all bond and have a lot in like common, of just kind of putting themselves out there and doing something.
I love
not normal.
Do you have any dream collabs you would love to do with Wildflower?
I mean, so many of them have come true. Last time,
like Coachella's crazy.
I know. The Coachella one was so crazy.
What?
That was supposed to come out in 2020, but then, of course, Coachella didn't happen that year, so it didn't come out till a year later. Trixie Mattel was a big one for me. I like love her and Katya so much. There's so many people I would like love to collaborate with, but I just really love when people are excited. It just makes me excited when people like have ideas and I can get inspired by them or just like see like their world that they create online and be like, how can I design something to be a part of their world or like envision it?
Well, that's what I think is so cool about your company is like the cases are so specific and almost out there that like literally anyone in the world can find one that they resonate with.
Yeah.
Like, they are not simple in the slightest.
We try to, like, that's definitely intentional. Like, I want to make a case for everyone. Like, so many of my friends have completely different style. Like, I have really minimal, chic friends, and I'm always like, okay, what case would we have that they would use? And I have, like, complete maximal is like eccentric friends that I'm just like, okay, what case would fit with their style and their vibe? Like, I definitely get inspired by my peers and I just like designed for them, like what I would see them with, but also like what Jaylee would use. Like, I try to find something that I can like match with everyone's style.
I love that. Do you have a favorite case of all time?
I mean, my favorite case changes literally all the time. Like, it changes constantly. I would say, honestly, it's, oh my gosh, another one that was not a top seller when we released it, but now is having a moment. It's called Stargirl. It's really cute. It's just like black with mini stars that create big stars. So it's just like, it's really cute.
I don't know if I know that one. Is it black
and
white?
I'm sure you see it. Black and white.
Okay.
From far away, it just looks like a bunch of like black case with a bunch of stars.
Okay,
when you look,
seen that.
It's like little stars.
Cute. I think it's my favorite's the dolphin one.
Oh my god, I love the dolphin one. That
and
one was
I have
really
a special
too.
Request because I never got it, and I'm so mad I didn't.
What? Anything?
The unicorn bitch one.
Oh my god.
I think about this late at night.
That was like a Dolls Kill exclusive that we did. Me and Sydney were like obsessed with Dolls Kill at the time, and me and My mom was actually really down for this case, but my dad was like, if we have a bad word on it, it's going to close off like sales to parents who won't let their kids use a case with a bad word on it, whatever. And we were like, it's so funny. Like, you have, what else are we supposed to do?
It's
so good.
Such a conversation starter.
It's so good. And you know, a lot of boys use that case.
Oh, my brother has a wildflower case.
He does?
Yes.
Which one?
He has the, right now, it's the purple and red, like, swirly one.
Oh, love that one.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I totally know. That one's a good boy one.
It is a boy one. Because I actually did a TikTok because his case was, like, disgusting. It was one of the clear ones that, like, turns brown after you've had it forever. Yeah, disgusting. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, you cannot be like trying to get girls with this case. So I was like, let me get you, like, I literally brought out my wildflower cases and I was like, you can have one, minus the dolphin one, because I refused to give that one away. And we like went through all of them and I did a TikTok and it was so because people were like, lol, like him reviewing these cases.
Oh my
and
god.
And he picked the red and purple one.
That is
he
so
was like,
cute.
And I literally told him, I was like, hot girls will notice if you have a wildflower case.
That's the thing. I personally think it's like the cutest thing ever when like a skater boy who you would never imagine like whips out a phone and it's like pink bows.
It's
and
so
he's just
funny.
Like it just feels like the perfect touch of femininity where it's just like it makes you approachable.
It shows confidence.
And it shows confidence and it's really cute to me.
Well, to wrap up this wildflower talk, I guess what has been the biggest takeaway from starting this business, and what advice would you give, you know, a girly that was like you who wants to start a business when they're young and has this crazy idea? Like, what advice would you tell her?
I think it's very important to be thrifty and very conservative with your spendings.
I love
when having a business because it's really easy to get distracted by like a shiny office and having those things. And like, we didn't get an office. We ran our business out of our house for like the first five to six years. It like took over our entire house, but it was just like we saved so much money on rent and decorating and all of those things. And even like photo shoots, like we didn't pay for a photo shoot until 2020. Everything we did was me and my sister with like our iPhones or a camera that we like bought. We just kept our costs as low as possible. Everything, we weren't hiring stylists, no hair and makeup, nothing. And I think once you go down that route, that's when it's really easy to start spending. Of course, now we're at a point where like we've been in the business long enough to where we are able to like do fun shoots and work with cool photographers. And I just think at the beginning, be really cautious of your spending and try to be really creative with marketing until you're like at a point where you're making enough money to be able to like just prioritize your customer service and your product and then let everything else figure itself out, because you can have the coolest ads in the world, but if your customer service or like your product isn't there, it's just not going to be a long-term thing.
For sure. I love that. Okay, I want to get into your modeling, like your hyphenated stuff. Modeling, vlogging, stylist. Like, you've literally been a stylist.
I do not consider myself a stylist. I think it's so funny when people call me that because I'm just like, I did.
Okay, then what did you do for Olivia Rodrigo's video?
We played dress up and it was fun. And it was like, well, I love Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
Literally, who doesn't? And Petra Collins is just iconic. And I love her work. And she sent me like a really long voice memo one day, and it was basically like
Petra or Olivia?
Petra. And it was like, hey, so in like 3 days I'm shooting an Olivia Rodrigo music video for her new song, and I told her you were gonna style it, and so I just like, you need to style it. And I was like, what? And she was like, well, she showed me her inspo board and it had a bunch of like outfits, and I had also like pulled a bunch of outfits from your Instagram, and we were like, why don't we just have Devin do it? And she was like, oh my god, we have to have Devin do it, so you have to do it. And that's that. And I was like,
she was like, so show up at
oh
this
my
time.
God, like, I've never, I was texting, like, I have so many friends that are stylists, and I was like, you guys help me, like, please, I don't know what I'm doing. Like,
it's not like you have like a warehouse of all your clothes or that for clients.
Yeah, of course. So I literally went to a bunch of thrift stores like in the valley.
Shut up.
Borrowed a bunch of clothes from like my friends who are Olivia's size, and just like winged it. My best friend Nicole was like my stylist assistant for the day, and we just had like the most fun. I honestly was like, this is awesome. We had like a really cute fitting. There was another stylist there that pulled things. So I was like, because I was just like, oh my God, if I'm going to do this, like, I just don't want to like mess it up. And so, yeah, I don't know. It just all was like a really.
What video was it again?
Good for you.
Good for you. Okay. Because you did the long black gloves, yeah. Right?
Yeah. That was Petra's
so
idea.
Good.
She's the best.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about everything. Like, how do you wear all these hats. How do you prioritize all of them? Like, in your world, is it like wildflowers number one, everything falls under, or is it just by the day?
This is a very big conversation with me and my therapist that I have on the daily.
Same.
Because I'm just like, I'm so overwhelmed. Wildflower is definitely my priority. Mm-hmm. Always, everything, it's always been like that. And I think my parents were very like, if you're gonna do these things, know that they come secondary to Wildflower. But I really enjoy doing them. It's like things that I dreamed of doing my whole life, like getting to fly around and go to fashion shows and do photo shoots with like dream photographers. Wildflower is always the priority. I try to get all my Wildflower work done. But my parents are also aware that, like, now I'm running my own business that is Devin's World.
It is.
So.
What's your favorite thing to do? Is it modeling? Is it styling? Is it vlogging?
It varies. I'm, like, a pretty moody person sometimes. Okay. When it comes to, like, I don't know. I just get, like, not in the mood to model sometimes. Uh-huh. And then I'll, like, if I'm not in the mood, it never turns out the way that I want it. That's like with vlogging too. Like, if I'm like, I vlogged and when I was just in Milan, and the second I got to Paris, I was like, oof, I'm not vlogging right now. So then it just like, I just don't like putting out things when I'm like visibly upset. Like, it's not fun for me to watch and edit and put it out there, unless it's like there's a point to it, or I'm like being vulnerable and open. But when I'm just like in a pissy mood, I don't feel like.
Well, of course, you know? No one wants to like be like, hey guys, like, welcome back to my channel, like, and you're like in a horrible mood.
Yeah. I think I've just prioritized my mental health at the end of the day when it comes to.
That's almost unhealthy, I feel.
Yeah. But I love modeling because it feels like I get to incorporate the dance aspect that I had so much in my life.
True.
And, like, playing dress up was my favorite thing as a kid. Like, our dress up boxes were like this big, and I would just like always do hair and makeup for all my friends. Like, every prom and homecoming, my mom would get mad at me because I would give myself like 20 minutes to get ready because I was getting ready all my friends, and I would literally have a schedule every day, and the parents would pay me $20 and I would do the kids' hair and makeup.
You were doing glam.
I was fully doing glam.
Wow.
But I just like making people feel good. That's like my number one thing. But yeah, I love modeling.
Well, I was actually going to say earlier when you were talking about saving money when you're starting out a business, I feel like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but as a viewer, it seems like you still, like when you could get glam for things, you do your own hair and makeup a lot.
Yeah.
Which is very impressive.
Well, I just think like with the dance, I learned how to do hair and makeup.
What's expensive?
It's so expensive. I'm really picky with glam people. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like my face looks weird. Like I don't know how to like act when I have like makeup on that I'm not comfortable in.
Yeah.
So I'm just almost like, I'd literally rather go barefaced than have like a random person just mm-hmm. throw some makeup on, because then I'm just going to like be weird and like not confident. But yeah, I love doing hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
What's been your favorite brand you've ever worked with, or like some of your faves?
Ooh, I had a Burberry contract last year.
I love Burberry.
I love Burberry. It was when Riccardo Tisci was their creative director. And
so classy.
It was just like really fun. All of the events were always so fun. And so many of my friends also worked for the brand. And their team was amazing. And it was just such an era in my life. And there was a point where for like, I think it was like 2 months, I had to exclusively use their Lola bag. So I got the Lola bag in like every color. And it was like a style challenge for me, like incorporating this bag in every single outfit that I wear.
So exclusively just like personally, like any photo just, you're in?
Yeah. I Whoa. Had to use that bag, which I like, that was like one of my goals, because I just thought it would be like really fun to always like to have an exclusive contract.
Yeah.
Because it felt like
you're the Burberry girl.
I mean, for that time, yeah. Like I was one of them, maybe, I don't know.
It was weird. I'm like, claiming. You are.
But it was a really fun time to get to like be inspired by Burberry and then also like incorporate it like through my creative outlet.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
I loved Burberry so much. I still love Burberry. Daniel Lee is there now and he's doing a great job. I love the, like, he did a knitted duck hat and I'm obsessed with it. It's really cute.
You need.
Yeah, I love working. But it's also, I just got to know that team really well. But it's cool because when you work with a lot of these brands and like higher end brands, a lot of the people there bounce around. So like there was a girl who used to work at Burberry and now she's at Saint Laurent. So now I get to see her all the time at Saint Laurent. And then another person from Burberry is now at Gucci. And then like they all bounce around.
They
so
do that with beauty brands too.
Really?
It'll be like all of a sudden, like now I have a deal with Rare, or because yeah. the NARS girl went there, yeah. whatever, which
it's,
is fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. And mm-hmm. and then you get to like, I don't know, it's like I have a set of work friends that I just mm-hmm. like love hanging out with, and it makes it so fun. And when you get to travel around the world, it's like familiar faces and it just feels like less lonely.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's such a thing that people don't realize, is like how much of this industry is relationships, like behind the scenes with the brand people.
Yeah, totally.
Is there anything else, like when you're working with these like luxury high fashion, like fashion week brands, doing all the dinners and whatever, like what's something we don't know about like just the lifestyle? Like what's something we don't see?
I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of politics that go into it.
Okay.
Like if you work with one brand, then another brand probably won't invite you to something.
Won't. Okay.
Like there's a lot of like competitor relationships that mm-hmm. like, oh, because I did this, I'm not going to be able to do this, or like vice versa. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of have to like go and vibe and choose wisely. I don't know. A lot of the girls are really nice and everyone's in the same boat. So... I just really like gravitating towards the girls who are just like really open and chill and easy. And like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I know so, like, I've made so many great friends now that it's so exciting getting to see them all over the world.
For sure. Is there any brand you haven't worked with yet that you would love to?
Oh my God. So many. I'd love to see a Chanel show.
I mean, I would love for you to see a Chanel yeah. show.
Whenever I go to Paris, I'm usually like exclusive to Saint Laurent. So mm-hmm. I've never gotten to go to any other shows in Paris. So maybe that's something that could be fun or cool to experience at some point.
That would be amazing. I hope that happens for you.
Me too.
A lot of girls see you as this it girl with the perfect life and the perfect boyfriend, the perfect dog and the perfect house, whatever. Perfect closet. what I want to know is like, what do you, when you're not feeling yourself or you're having an off day, like, what do you do to get back on track?
Whenever I'm feeling down, I let myself be upset for a second, and then I'll like really think about the reason that I'm upset. And I love to like, if I'm really going through it, I'll like dramatically write down like intensely how I'm feeling.
Okay, so you're a journal girly.
I'll type out like a note. Like, okay, it's not notes. Organized. I usually delete it too. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to reflect on that. So I'll write it down like frantically.
Yeah.
And then usually I'll read it later that day, or I won't even read it. I just like needed to get it out. And then I'll go through like mentally things I'm grateful for, mm-hmm. and like try to live where my feet are, because I get pretty like, I'm a big overthinker. I really like let my head go in the past and the future. I really just try to like stay in the present, focus on what's happening right now, and just like get through the day, and then we're gonna do it again the next day. And I'm really firm. The older I get, the more I'm like, I could choose to be upset, or I could choose to move on and be happy today. Mm-hmm. Like, I can let this affect me, or I could choose to not. And I'm going to choose to not let it affect me, and I'll move on. Like, I think I've like definitely, I'm able to brush a lot more off nowadays, but I think it's because I have a really good support system, and mm-hmm. that's what keeps me grounded.
Would you say overthinking is something you struggle with the most?
1,000%.
Really?
I'm my brain. I wish I could fucking turn it off sometimes.
Like, is it more so like before you go somewhere you're overthinking, or you're reflecting on, do you know what I mean?
I just think my brain is nonstop. I just never want to make anyone mad. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a big people pleaser, and I'm really trying not to be.
It's hard.
Yeah, so it's hard. But I'm pretty stable otherwise. Mm-hmm. I think I'm really harsh on myself the most. Like, I like can keep a good relationship with all my friends and my boyfriend and my family, and I'm just like really hard on myself, mm-hmm. and like really beat myself up. It's mm-hmm. never like, I don't know, anyone else is doing. I think I just like,
we're our own biggest critics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that to you earlier. I'm not just saying this, like, this is an actual fact. Out of all of the high profile it girl industry type people, you, I genuinely think, are the nicest I've met out of all of them. Devin, like, you don't understand, that day that I met you at the Nobu freaking white party,
oh my god,
I was like floored about how nice you were. Like, people heard about that for like the rest of my life.
Shut up.
You did not have to be that nice to me, and you were so open and welcoming. And a lot of people aren't.
It's funny.
You're so kind.
I love you. Why not be nice? Like, to me, that's just how I've been raised and that I've always been. But I definitely like get taken advantage of, and like I'm too nice sometimes. Mm-hmm. It definitely backfires, and I think I'm learning to like have boundaries. But like, why not be nice? Mm-hmm. Like, why not lead with niceness and then go from there?
I feel like that says a lot about your parents, because both you and Sydney have been so kind. And I feel like, honestly, people say that in the world. Like, no one ever has a bad thing to say about the both of you, because you're so kind. You're like, hell yes, my people pleasing self is loving that.
It's working.
Good on Michelle. And what's your dad's name?
Dave.
Michelle and Dave. I just realized after listening to a bunch of podcasts like that you were on before this, I was like, I didn't even realize I have been DMing your mom this entire time.
Oh, yeah. She runs Wildflower. Yeah.
I was just thinking it was someone else, you know, who works so cool.
Mrs. Carlson
is just out here. Okay, so you've done a lot of cool things in your life, like the fashion shows, the working with the luxury brands, modeling, etc. What are your like top like 3 to 5 pinch me moments when you've been like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening?
Sitting front row at Saint Laurent felt really like, why am I here? This is insane.
And is that something that the brand just invites you to?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with them since like 2019. Mm-hmm.
So it's building the relationship.
And I was, me and this girl, Tiffany, shout out Tiff.
Shout out
Tiff. She's my girl. We were the first digital creators.
Okay.
That's what they called us. To ever work with Saint Laurent.
Oh, wow.
And it's because this girl, Anna Viviani, shout out Anna. She works at Goat now.
Shout out Anna.
She was from California, and she had a wildflower case and like loved wildflower.
Wow.
And she was interning in Paris at Saint Laurent. And when they were pitching people to work with, she pitched me, I guess.
As an intern?
Yeah.
Oh, and shout out Anna.
Yeah, they had their show in Malibu that year, and I like went and did like this whole fitting with them, and I was just like, I never felt so good in their clothes, and it went amazing, and I've basically worked with them ever since. Mm-hmm. And that was like such a crazy moment for me, just personally, because I just never thought I like what it, I don't know, there's so many times where I'm in a room and I'm like, what am I doing in here? Like, this is so random. But also like, I've been at this long now, it's like enough. I've done a lot of those where I feel so confident walking into a room, like I'll go alone now. Like I used to always have to like bring a friend, yeah, or bring someone.
Now you bring Martin.
Yeah, now I'm like, yeah, you guys, I got this. I'm chilling. Other pinch me moments. I get them every day. I'm like, all the time I'm having pinch me moments whenever I work with like photographers that I love. Mm-hmm. I shot a cover of Pop Mag, which is like, oh, this magazine that
amazing.
I love, and I ended up getting two covers.
Congrats, that's incredible.
So that was really exciting because I had done, I was basically like an extra in pop shoots for like years before then.
Wait, real? What do you mean?
My friend Stevie Dance was the like fashion director, uh-huh, there at the time, and she just needed like literally a girl to like stand and shoots, and whenever she, and she's a photographer too, and so she would shoot like supermodels, like she was shooting Bianca Balti, who's, mm-hmm, like,
wow,
iconic supermodel, and she needed literally a girl in the background, and I was like, I'll do anything.
How old were you when you were doing that?
I was like in my early 20s. I was probably like 23 or 24.
Okay.
Working with Realization Par, I was like, Fourth and Bleecker was like my Bible when I was in school, uh-huh, growing up. And she started Realization Par. And for my 21st birthday, my mom bought me a Realization dress. And I was so excited. And I took a photo and I posted it on Instagram and tagged them. And then she DM'd me and was like, I want to shoot you. And I was like, what is going on? And I shot her and we had the best day ever. I thought she was gonna be like too cool for school, like smoking a cigarette, like not smiling. And she walked, like I walked into her house and she was like, hi.
That's literally you. That's literally you.
Well, she was like, she's like my mentor.
Okay.
My biggest inspiration, mm-hmm, when I was growing up. Like, and she just was one of the people that really made me like confident in being myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I've had so many moments. There was like a time when we were in Paris at the Baccarat Hotel, or I think it was a hotel, it was like an event, it was like an off-white after party, mm-hmm, and Virgil was like thanking me for coming to the show and like saying all these nice things to me, oh, and then he sent me a pair of shoes, and I got like, he like custom made them for me, and it was like 1 out of 50, and then he like wrote my name all over it, and I was just like, someone of that honor like telling me to be myself and like keep smiling, because like it's so weird, because I'm just like, that's just like what my resting face is, uh-huh, a smile.
Honestly, same. Like, I can't be serious in photos.
Yeah, I know. But that was I don't know. Honestly, I could, like,
I
literally,
I mean, that is like an incredible, like, I got chills when you said that story. That's a crazy.
He's so special and, yeah, such an inspiration, and just like,
what an amazing story you have, you know, with him.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, speaking of that smile, we got to talk about the Charlie XCX song.
That was another weird one. A weird, like, what is happening?
It's so wild because all these things that happen to you are so LA in the sense it's like right place, right time, yeah, you're the right person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't expect anything mm-hmm. from anyone. Even like, I die for Charlie. Like, I'm set. I've been a fan for so many years. And the first time I met her, someone introduced us and we like sat down.
Where'd you meet?
At Chateau, at one of our friends' birthday parties. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting by the pool and we were just talking. And she somehow our birthdays got brought up, but not in like a what's your sign vibe. She just said something about like, oh, my birthday's August 2nd. I was like, my birthday's August 3rd. And she's like, oh, so we're friends forever. And I was like, yeah, we're friends forever. And then immediately, just every time I would see her, it was like a like relief almost. I was just like, oh my God, Charlie's here. Thank God. And
she was like your safe friend.
She was just like my friend that I was just like, fuck yeah, we can go in a corner and just like be girls. Mm-hmm. Like we, like it was just great. And I really love her. And I think she's the coolest fucking person ever. And I like woke up to a text. She texted me in the middle of the night and I like woke up and I saw a text from her and it said like, just wanted to tell you ... And I was literally like, oh no, like, fuck, what happened?
Oh my God, that's scary, the ...
And like, I was just like, we weren't texting. We hadn't been texting for a second. So I was just like, what is like a random text from like one of my friends just wanted to tell you. And then I opened it up and it was like a longer text. And she was like, I put your name in the song for the Barbie movie. I hope that's okay. And then she sent me the like verse and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, why'd you say my name in your song? And she was like, it was just like it's the first thing that I thought of. And like, it's why wouldn't I? And I was like, oh my God, that's thank you.
Is that what you responded? You were like, why would you say my name?
No, I when we talked about it in person, okay, that's how our conversation went. But when I responded, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what? Like, what? I just kept saying what and then like a million emojis. I don't even know what I said.
When was the first time you heard it?
When it came out.
Shut up.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it.
Oh my God. Were you like freaking out?
Yeah. I was with, oh my God, I don't know where I was going, but I was actually driving the back route to PCH through Camarillo.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
We've all had those moments.
So weird. And it's just like open road.
Yeah.
And
who are you with?
Alone.
Okay.
Alone in the car. And I like pressed it and I was literally just like instantly like, oh fuck. Like,
yeah. This song's crazy.
Because it's literally called Speed Drive. It's like, this song's crazy. Oh my God. I was driving so fast. And then I just like drove all the way up Malibu. My boyfriend lives there now. So I was going to his house.
I mean, that's literally a dream.
I know. Yeah.
And you pulled up. Did you play it for him?
Yeah, I did. I texted all my friends and they were like losing their minds. And then later that night, me and my friends had gone out to dinner and we weren't talking about it. We got in the car and I like went to press play. We like had a really random dinner. We were just going to get dinner and then we like had a little too much wine and we're like, should we go out? And we like went out to some random bar in Venice. Like, I couldn't even tell you what the name was. We were just like, there, let's go there. And we played the song on the way there. We just kept like putting it on repeat. And we were like, my cheeks hurt thinking about like the head. We were headbanging like as hard as we could to the fucking song. And it's going to be a special moment in my life forever.
It's absolutely insane. I remember when you posted the text of it. I was like, oh my God, this is insane. And then when I went to the movie, I had no idea how big of a scene
me neither.
It would be. Like, I need to hear about when you went to the movie.
I went.
Did you see it in, you saw it in theaters?
I did.
Like, this is like the biggest grossing film of like all time.
I know.
And your name's literally in it.
I know, TK. It's Devin, so weird.
What the fuck?
I just don't let anything actually like set into my brain. So I think I'm always just like, I don't know.
Like what did were you like, oh, okay, we have to go see the movie?
Well, where did I just get back from? I was somewhere and I was really jet lagged. Oh, you know what? I had just gotten back from Cannes.
Okay.
I went to the Dua Lipa, did a collection with Versace.
Iconic.
So I think that's what I was at. Whatever. I landed and I went and saw Oppenheimer. We went and saw it in 70 millimeter at the Chinese Man.
Wow.
It was amazing. And then we couldn't get tickets to Barbie. So I bought tickets for like a couple days later. But I forgot that there was a Miu Miu event in Malibu the same night. And I was like, you know what? I'll stop by that and then I'll go see Barbie after. So I went to the Miu Miu event with my sister. We had so much fun. We like got ready really, and then the jet lag started hitting. And actually, Britney Spears had just released Mind Your Business.
Important detail.
It was a very important detail in that day because I think that song kept me alive. I blasted it. Oh my God, me and my sister were floored at how insane, that song is complete insanity. But it got me through the day. I was so tired. And then I went home, picked up my boyfriend. He put out an outfit for me to change into.
Ew.
And then we drove. Oh my God. Actually, this is really what went down. If you want the real honest story.
I want the real. Yeah.
He picked out an outfit for me. And I was like, let's go, let's go, let's
go. What was the outfit?
Baggy Levi's and this Realization Par tie-dye red and white heart shirt.
Okay.
And I forget what shoes. Anyways. We get in the car and I'm like, keep looking at him. I'm like, I'm tired. And he's like, yeah, I'm tired too. Actually, we might have just gotten back from South Korea, actually, if I'm thinking about it. Whatever. Anyways, we're somewhere like far.
Somewhere international.
And we're driving there. We went to the Century City one and we were taking Beverly Glen.
It's a great theater.
And we're going down Beverly Glen and he's like, Dev, I'm too tired to drive. And I was like, are you fucking serious? And he was like, no, like, I should not be driving right now. And I was like, dude, like, he's like, should we bail? And I'm like, we can't not see this movie. It's sold out.
You're
for,
like
the next month.
Yeah.
Like, we just watched Oppenheimer yesterday. Like, please, you have to do this for me. He's like, okay, but you have to drive. And I'm like, okay. I get into the driver's seat. I'm like, exhausted. We drive in. We get into the movie theater. We, like, sit there. He takes a picture of me in, like, the Barbie box.
Was it just you two?
Just us two. And we saw it at 9 o'clock.
That's like, late.
It was late.
Late movie. Did you get any popcorn or candy?
Coffee. Oh. We got coffee because we were that tired.
Oh my God, I didn't even know they had coffee.
AMC's got coffee. They got you
okay,
covered.
Bougie.
Love. We sit in. We were like second from the top row. Movie starts. I see the scene with my name. We like keep looking at each other. We're like, this is fucking crazy. This movie's incredible. I fall asleep. I fall asleep for a second. He keeps waking me up and then he falls asleep. And then I'm like waking him up. And then we keep looking at each other. We're like, we neither of us have any idea what's going on. And kept falling asleep. And then I was like, fuck. And he was like, should we go? And I'm like, we have to wait through the entire movie. Anyways, just kept falling asleep and then went home and we were laughing. We're like, we should just have not gone. And I was like, no, we needed to see that moment.
Yeah, you did.
With everyone in the theater. Like, it was really a magical moment. Everyone was so excited in the movie theater. Everyone was dressed up. Like, I love a theme. Mm-hmm. I love seeing people participate in a theme. So
how did you feel? And like, it. I need to know Duke's reaction when like the song was playing and it was just,
we were all
name.
Just like looking at each other. Like, this is so weird. This is weird. Like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There was no like other feeling than like, whoa.
Yeah. I didn't even realize how just big of a... I remember the whole time I was, like, punching my brother, like, Devin's in the song. And he's like, who's Devin?
Literally everyone else
and
in the
like,
world.
Like, the girl from the Nobu party. Because I think he met you for a hot second there.
I think he did, too. I think
like,
he did.
Oh, my God. How can you not know this right now? Like, this is iconic.
Devin Lee.
I'm like, this is my Patrick Mahomes. Like, literally, Phil, like, fucking pay attention.
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah, like, hello.
Oh, my God. I actually love Patrick Mahomes as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because he reminds me of Danny McBride. Do you know Danny McBride? He
Who's
did,
Danny
like,
McBride?
Eastbound and Down. He
okay.
does Righteous Gemstones. I'm just a big Danny McBride
okay.
fan. And
so that's why you like Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes just seems like a character that Danny McBride would
mm-hmm.
play.
Do you like football?
I think I just learned like how the game works literally
okay,
when I was visiting Jaylee.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
Well, she's like a wag.
I know.
So you're learning from the best.
I do like basketball now. I've learned basketball and I'm really into it. And I really love knowing like who the players are because I feel like a part of it.
So Indiana, where I'm from, we're like known for basketball. Like, we're a basketball state. So tell Duke, be like, yeah, Indiana's a basketball state. See what he says.
I will. He's like a Lakers like ride or die. Yeah. So
did you watch the Lakers show, Winning Time?
Oh my God, yes, it's incredible. So it, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit before we go about Duke.
Oh, okay.
Okay, tell me about him. Like, what makes you guys a great match? Because y'all are adorable.
He's like my best friend.
He has great style.
He's so cool. He has the best taste of anyone I've ever met.
How'd you guys meet?
We met at a Lana Del Rey concert. Of course.
Naturally.
But then we started hanging out, like, you know when friend groups were, like, merging during COVID? We hung out. We were friends for, like, a few years. Actually, he came up to me the first time we were, like, properly hanging out and was like, we have the same birthday. And I was like, what? He was like, your birthday's August 3rd. And I was like, oh, my. Like, anyone whose birthday is, like, on mine a day before or day after, I'm like,
obsessed.
We're best friends. Mm-hmm. So he was just kind of like my best friend and I never thought anything of it. I think like I just he was just like a really good friend to me. Like I never thought anything more, anything less. And then when I became single, there was one night, like Halloween weekend, I had like confided in him of feeling insecure that no one was hitting on me.
Meanwhile, he's like, I've been trying this all night.
He's like, I've been trying for years. I was just like, I don't know. One thing led to another. And then we didn't date still yet. I think I took him on a wild ride. And then
so
I just
kept
thinking.
Was showing interest in you and you knew about it or not really?
I did know about it. And I liked him too. I always felt the most comfortable with him.
Which is the goal, right?
Of course. I'm just like, whenever I'd hang out with him, I was just like 100% myself. And I never questioned if he liked me or like not. He always made me feel.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. He always made me feel good. He always showed up for me. Like there's so many times, you know, like whenever people say like if he wanted to, he would. Like that was Duke for me. Like anything, he was there. Because that's how I am in a relationship. So.
What's like a cute story you can share when he was there and you wouldn't expect it, I guess?
There was one night, this was before we were even boyfriend and girlfriend. There was one night at one of my best friend's sisters was getting married in Westlake. And, or actually, yeah, in Westlake. And we were at the wedding and Duke had texted me and was like, what are you doing? And this was like earlier in the night. I was like, oh, I'm at a wedding. And he was like, oh, where is it? And I had like told him and he's like, oh, okay, well, do you want to hang out later? Like when you get back? And I was like, oh, like I'm staying out here. I bought a hotel room with my sister. And he's like, oh, where? Like, and I'm not thinking anything of it. And I told him like, oh, we're staying at the Westlake Hyatt. And he sent, he responded with like booking a room, a screenshot of booking a room at the Westlake Hyatt. And I was like, shut up. Are you serious? And he's like, I'm on my way. And then he went to the Westlake Hyatt and he picked up me and my drunk sister and Drew and Nicole and took us to Taco Bell, bought us Taco Bell.
Oh my God, love him.
And then we literally just had like the most innocent sleepover. Like it wasn't even anything crazy.
Yeah.
And then we went and like got breakfast in my hometown in the morning and we like drove around and showed him a bunch of places and it was just like really special.
Okay, I'm so sorry. That is so hot him booking a room there though.
Yeah.
And it's like so random and like not seamy in the slightest. Like just, the Westlake Hyatt.
He's just down. Like he's always down.
He just wants to see you.
He just wants to hang out with me and
that's get precious. To know me.
And I feel the same way about him. Like I wanna know everything about him and I feel like now I do. He's a really great guy. And he's really funny.
What makes you guys such a great match though, you think?
I think we both want the same things in life. we both view relationships the same and we have like the same expectations of each other. Like there's no blurred lines, and I think we both like really want this. So it's very like, I don't know, just feels really good being with him. Like he's just like my best friend, and I literally feel like I can tell him anything, and we just like, I don't know, he's perfect.
I love him. Shout out Duke.
Sorry, he's gonna be so embarrassed that I'm like gushing about him.
No, I love it. Okay, last few questions are, your style is iconic. I feel like everyone wants your closet. Everyone wants your closet, Devin. Just here to tell you. Where would you say, if you had to choose one place, where's your favorite place to shop?
In the world?
Because you're a shopaholic, yeah.
God, I had fun in Paris. I'll tell you that. It's really an issue with that tax return shit. Or what is it? That's girl math. But you know what? I was a little late for my flight. Security took longer. Didn't do any of the... duty from, what is it? I don't even fucking know what it's called.
The duty free stuff.
I didn't do any of it. Yeah. And I kept buying. I was like, sure, I'll buy a pair of Miu Miu tights. No. I paid full price.
So Paris.
I love Paris for, okay, let's break it down. Different categories. If I'm buying new things.
Okay.
I really like shopping in Paris or London.
Okay.
Because London has the best department stores.
In the
so
world.
So does Paris. Mm-hmm. Galeries Lafayette, Selfridges, and Harrods are like...
Harrods is like, that's Disney to
it's
me.
It's Disney to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, actually, Realization Par did a pop-up at Selfridges.
Really?
Years ago. And me and my friends and... Al and everyone who works at the brand, we all went and stayed in London for 2 weeks, and I got to like work at the pop-up and go to Selfridges after hours when it was like all shut down and like set up the whole pop-up in
that's
the stores.
Crazy.
And it was like, you know, when you're a kid, like, I mean, maybe this was just me, but I was like obsessed with like being in the mall when it was closed. Like I always wanted to like run around Macy's when it was closed and like try on everything.
That's like very Devil Wears Prada like moment.
Yeah,
movie moment.
Yeah. But I just love a department store, and I just don't feel like America is nailing it with department stores right now.
They aren't.
For what I want. But vintage, honestly, LA. Mm-hmm. LA is great. New York has some good stuff. The prices in New York feel a little high, though.
They do feel high. Everything in New York feels high. 5 items you think everyone should have in their closet.
A really good pair of jeans. A nice black pump.
Love.
A nice... black bag.
Okay.
A good pair of black sunglasses.
Love. Because you're a sunglass girl, huh?
Yeah.
So am I.
And like a fun dress that you feel really good in. It doesn't have to be black. It can be like I have this vintage lavender slip that I'm just like, if I have to do anything like fun or have a girl's night, I just know that that's there and I'll feel good. And when you feel good, you have fun.
I love it. I guess the last question I have is, what moves are you making in your life right now?
TK, we're taking it day by day.
We're taking it day by day. Okay.
I'm just having fun and seeing what happens. Okay. Truly. We'll see.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
I love it. Well, Devin, this was so fun. Thank you so much for giving me the time.
Thank you for having me,
and,
TK.
Oh, thank you for coming. I'm literally so honored. Where can everyone find you and follow you and find Wildflower?
Wildflower is at Wildflower Cases on basically every
platform.
On every platform. You can see it. Yeah, Wildflower Cases, wildflowercases.com. And that's it.
Amazing. And maybe we could do like a giveaway.
Oh
like
my God, yeah. I'd love
we
to
do a giveaway.
Yes.
Okay. Should we do like a few different cases we could give away? What's the
vibe? Of course.
Like, what are you comfortable
with? I kind of want the people to pick. Like whoever wins gets to pick.
Okay, so comment down below on this podcast, on the YouTube channel. Comment down below Martin?
Oh my God, yeah. Martin and Daisy.
Comment down below Martin and Daisy and what case you would want.
Yeah.
Comment. And I will DM you.
Yeah.
And we'll give away some cases.
Yeah.
Yay, thanks, Dev.
Thank
you,
TK. Love you.
Be sure to make someone else's day this week. Love you.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.